This Memorial Day weekend, thousands of tourists will flock to the Cape Hatteras National Seashore in hopes of taking in the fresh air and frolicking in the salt water. Their temporary reprieve is a permanent home for sea turtles and other wildlife, now reaping the rewards of greater protection. In 2012, the National Park Service began enforcing a rule to limit beach driving during sea turtle and shorebird nesting season. Jason Rylander with Defenders of Wildlife explains the rule is based in science.
Plenty of research backs up the fact that when you can limit the amount of disturbance in those areas at the critical times of the years, you will see a correlation to nesting success.
Only 11 of the 67 miles of the Cape Hatteras National Seashore are closed as a result of enforcing the rule. Another 19 miles of beach remain open for driving. Other sections are closed for human safety concerns. Since the summer of 2012, there have been record sea turtle nest counts. Critics of closing the beaches to vehicles warned it would hurt the local economy by discouraging tourists. But Julie Youngman with the Southern Environmental Law Center says that's proven not to be the case.
The current regulation is balancing those uses so that the people that choose to use off-road vehicles have places to do that, and the families and wildlife that prefer a vehicle-free beach can find those places too.
Defenders of wildlife and other conservation groups want the Park Service to continue to enforce the rule, says Rylander, to minimize damage to the beach and the wildlife.
Birds simply do not set up nests when there's constant disturbance of cars and trucks running back and forth in front of the areas where they would like to be. The ruts themselves also pose obstacles both for chicks and for sea turtle hatchlings.
The seasonal closures to protect wildlife are based on a recovery plan by the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. For the Public News Service, I'm Stephanie Carson.